Let me speak now to Kate Nash. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
As you prepare to go into the city today, Kate, what's going through your mind?
Well, I'm extremely worried. I think a bit agitated, to be honest. Just terribly, terribly anxious. You know, this is a day we've waited for a very long time, you know, and so important. After the struggle we've had to get to this point, it's so important that we get a positive outcome. I myself personally have confidence that we will. I just don't know how many of us will leave today, you know, happy.
There's speculation in the papers that three or four paratroopers may face charges. Would that number be too low for you?
Well, of course it would be too low. The Public Prosecution Service, we're talking about 17, you know, so I was expecting to hear something about what they did or what their role was on the day. You know, I'm not sure of all the soldiers that they have questioned, but no, that certainly would be too low, yes.
Also a suggestion in the paper that the soldier who said in the BBC television interview that it was a good job well done, that he won't actually be facing prosecution.
Well, obviously then I'm thinking or believing anyway. Well, he mustn't have shot anybody. But I am aware that he did create, there was a great injury to one of the families. And I don't know why he's not being prosecuted for that. You know, although the man survived, he actually suffered because of that. You know, he was hit by masonry that this soldier, you know, shot at a wall or obviously something like that. But this man has suffered all his life because of it.
And will you accept the outcome today, regardless of what you hear with the official announcement at 11 o'clock?
Well, it depends what that, obviously, it depends what that outcome is. I mean, I want prosecutions, and that's the outcome I expect. I mean, a great crime was committed that day. There was actually 29 people, you know, involved. Often some forget about the wounded, you know. And then all of those people that were arrested, and by the way, not one faced charges for that day. So it just tells you... you know, about the circumstances, you know. Many were arrested and brutalised, but they didn't face charges, so.
And is it worth it, considering everything you've been through, the Secretary of State saying that these soldiers, if they were to be found guilty, would be able to avail of the early release scheme, the chances of them going to jail are almost nil?
Well, this is my personal opinion. I never really thought about sentencing until just recently, you know, when I was asked. And to tell the truth, I am not interested. If whatever a judge will decide, I'll stand by that. I'll accept that. I need conviction.
Would it be to your disadvantage today if members of the IRA were found to be facing prosecution in the future?
No, it wouldn't be to our disadvantage at all. I know my brother and all those other people that were killed that day were unarmed and didn't hurt anybody. So they're innocent people. Look, if they have charges, if anybody else has charges to answer, and I'm not sure what that would be, well, if there's evidence there, yes, certainly.
And as you do, and there will be a walk into the city today with the families, what will be going through your mind and the minds of the other people who've had such a high profile and some maybe less of a profile since 1972?
You mean the families?
Yes, what will be going through your minds today?
Oh, yes, I know. A lot of them are shy of press and stuff like that. Do you know what? Every one of them need justice. Every one of them deserve justice. And I know what they've gone through over the years. And that's all I can do is hope that every single one of them leaves today with a bit of peace of mind, to be honest.
The Ministry of Defence will provide the legal briefs for these soldiers if they are facing prosecution. It won't cost them anything to go into court. The public purse will pay for that. There are numerous newspaper campaigns across the water to prevent the soldiers from being prosecuted. How do you feel about that form of coverage and indeed the money from the public purse going towards the representation of the soldiers?
Well, I know they're entitled. They're entitled to a defence, and you know, if it's a good defence, I certainly wouldn't object to that. You know, I think it's up to the general public, really, if they think they're paying for it. I mean, you know, but I wouldn't say somebody needs a good defence, and I wouldn't deny them that. I wouldn't deny justice to anybody, to be honest. But they do have charges to face. And I just hope they're facing them.
And the newspaper campaigns calling for these soldiers not to be prosecuted. How do families feel about that?
You know, well, I can tell you how I feel. I feel that what they're doing is interfering with due process because there's been calls from, as you know, Karen Bradley, Boris Johnson, plenty of ex-soldiers. And, you know, some of them actually, one of them I remember said that officers should be facing the courts. And of course, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that view. I heard Derek Wolfert on there this morning again.
Yeah, their commanding officer.
Yes, yes. But General Jackson, I know he's still alive. He should be facing charges. So he should be right there too. You know, because he contributed a great deal to Bloody Sunday in the form of writing out soldier statements and the shop list and, you know, telling that lie that passed around every British embassy in the world, you know, that we were gunmen, our families were gunmen and bombers. Absolute lie. Yes, he certainly should be facing charges too.
At what time will you actually be told today, Kate? You hear before it's officially announced the decision from the Public Prosecution Service.
I'm told 10 o'clock. The public prosecutor will speak at 10 o'clock. So we should know by quarter past, although our phones are handed in and, you know, just so that everybody hears the news at the one time. And of course, the soldiers have to hear as well, you know, which they're entitled to do before it all wraps up. You know, we'll be talking to our solicitors, you know, and you know, who will obviously sort out the legal jargon for us, you know. But yes, I'm hoping to hear that we've got justice, or that we're going to get justice.
Do you have any sympathy at all for those actual elderly soldiers or their families as they wait for this news today?
No, I haven't. I have sympathy for my brother at 19 and John Young at 17. And Michael McDade at 22. I have sympathy for Jared Donaghy. I could name the names. Jared Donaghy was 16, not quite 17. I have sympathy for them that weren't allowed to live their lives, you know, to have the joy of families and have the joy of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I feel sorry for them.
Kate, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for speaking to us.